Hey there, history buffs. Today, I'm diving into the intriguing past of a quaint village in Gujarat, India, known today as Tankaria. But did you know it was originally called Mustafabad? Yep, you heard that right. Let's unearth the fascinating history behind this name. First up, the most compelling piece of evidence is an original inscription. Written in Arabic, this inscription graces the wall of the Jami Masjid. It clearly names the village as Mustafabad and makes no mention of Tankaria. Talk about a historical gem. Next, we have the scholarly reference from Studies in Indian Place Names, Volume 9, page 76. This study also confirms Mustafabad as the original name, and there's more where that came from. Dive deeper into the academic pool with Islamic India Studies in History, Epigraphy, Onomastics, and Numismatics. Pages 57, 79, and 344 of this book reinforce the Mustafabad claim. It's like finding pieces of a historical jigsaw puzzle. The Archaeological Survey of India's Epigraphia. In Deka, Arabic and Persian Supplement, edition 1975, page 30, takes it further. This document not only details the construction history of the Jami Masjid, but also confirms that the village was officially called Mustafabad in 1453 CE. That's a solid piece of evidence right there. Mr. N.M. Ghanem, a research officer with the Archaeological Survey of India, adds another layer. He stated that Tankaria was officially recorded as Mustafabad, emphasizing the significance of epigraphs in local history. You can find his statement on pages 17 and 18 of Epigraphia Indica. And lastly, Dr. Z.R. Desai, Director of Epigraphy at the Archaeological Survey of India, lists Tankaria among several places that received new names during the pre-Mughal period. He mentions Tankaria, alias Mustafabad, in the Broach district of Gujarat, confirming our findings. This info is from the 1974 and 1975 editions of Epigraphia Indica. So there you have it. Tankaria's historical name, Mustafabad, is backed by multiple authentic sources, painting a rich and compelling picture of its past. Whether you're a history enthusiast or a serious researcher, this discovery opens up a fascinating chapter in the annals of Indian history. Thanks for joining me on this historical journey. If you found this as exciting as I did, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more historical insights. Until next time, keep